nation has been.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. And now we're on Saturdays.
That's correct. We're on AM 920 as usual, but they got a new logo, and it's The Answer.
The Answer. I like
it. You got it, because that's what we give. It's The Answer.
Yeah.
They named the whole station format based on our show.
I like it.
That's what I heard.
I like
anyhow.
It.
And we'll be not simulcasting.
Did we get paid for that? Did we get some compensation for consulting?
Not that I know of.
Matt, you might want to.
Not that you need to know.
We already follow up on that, right? Let's follow up on that.
Not that you up on that.
He does.
Not that you.
There is no we.
Yeah, that's right.
We.
All right, so obviously we got Dr. Gene here and Matt Hames. What are you, a CTFA?
I am, yes.
Tell me what that means again.
Certified Trust and Financial Advisor.
A very smart guy. Not three letters like I have, but four letters.
Well, you know, they say the bigger the title, the less
the less important they are.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. or the dumber they are, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to be deputy assistant too.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got Mark Antonucci, one of our research analysts here. I'm sorry.
Nick.
I don't know why I said Mark, man.
It happens too often.
I just change
it
names.
It happens too often.
I just make it up. Well, you guys are like two peas in a pod. Sorry
about
that.
We got Italian stallions there, whatever,
yeah,
from the research department. I thought rather than just talk about the last week, let's sort of talk about the year and what went on. And obviously, it was a good year for the stock market.
It was up a little over 11% for all of 2014.
Right. And then we had the Dow was up 7.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And the NASDAQ was up like 13.
It was a good year across all three of the major indexes. The leader this year, again, I think it's been the leader at least two out of the last 3 years, was utilities. Probably a play on interest rates since, you know, interest
rates have been
so low, expected them to increase. People piling into dividends still to try and get that additional yield.
And the worst sector, of course, is?
Energy. As you've seen over the past few months, oil prices have just gotten clobbered. And it's going to be interesting to see how that turns out in the year ahead as well. Are they going to continue to stay lower around that $50 a barrel price? Or are the Saudis going to be able to keep them that low? Or are we going to start to see production cut and then prices bounce back? It'll be interesting to see.
Well, there's a whole bunch of forecasts out there. We'll talk about those in a little bit.
Sure.
And they're usually wrong. We've come to that conclusion.
Right.
What was interesting was is that the Dow hit 38.
New all-time highs
38 times, and the S&P 53 times.
Yeah.
We never had a 10%.
No, we got very close.
Very
I think
close.
It was nine something, high nines.
That's right.
But never did hit the 10%.
Well, are you talking about closing? Because I thought intraday we went down 10%.
Well, who cares intraday?
Well, still 10%.
No, it's closing, man. Closing. All that counts is the finish, you know?
The finish?
Yeah. It's like, you know, who did Michigan State play?
Baylor.
Baylor. You know, if they would have stopped in the third quarter, Baylor would have done okay. By the way, coming from Michigan, okay, and the Big Ten, they put a whipping on
the SEC,
yesterday.
Yeah, they did.
I'm proud of them. Although I hate Ohio State, and I hope that – I thought the Ducks were great. Anyhow,
no Ducks.
We had – oil prices go down how much?
I think near 50%, 46%.
Oil prices down. And, of course, the sector we talked about that did the best in it was the utilities. They were up 24%.
Right, and then energy was down right about 10%.
Yeah. And we talked about expenses of stocks. The S&P is at 16.4, which is, quote, pricey. It was 15.5 last year this time. And the average over the last 10 years has been, this is useless information, 13.2. So it's not cheap. It's not obnoxious. We're not into any ridiculous area there whatsoever.
And with money so cheap with interest rates low, I think it is somewhat of a premium is warranted.
Right. And then surprisingly, The Stoxx European Index was up 4.4% for the year. It's going to heck in a handbasket, those countries, and they still did okay. Shanghai was up 1.3%.
So everyone
gold was down.
Everyone's still trailing the U.S., but considering all the negative headlines coming out of, you know, China, especially Europe, that really surprises me that Europe was able to still be positive for the year because there's so much concern about Europe going into recession.
It just doesn't make any sense to me, why. But who knows? There was a thing on forecast, and I had a bunch of different articles I read, and I thought it was fascinating. And because we, of course, put out our own
research
forecasts, you know. And but the degree of accuracy is shockingly horrible. Last year, all these economists from all over the place, let me see what it was. All these economists said what interest rates were going to go up.
Go up.
What did they do?
They're down.
They fell.
Down almost 1% on the 10-year.
Yes. Oil. They all predicted it was going to go up. What did it do?
Down.
Down. They predicted it in the 90s. We had somewhere in the ballpark of this survey, 98% of the economists said that oil would go up and interest rates would go up. Now, that gives you an idea of how useful these things are. But I got to tell you this. People talk about, is it worthwhile paying any attention? The answer is basically no, because no one knows what their future is.
Sure.
But there was a short story in here I thought was interesting. There's a Stanford University economist, Kenneth Arrow. He was a Nobel laureate, all that sort of stuff. When he was in the Army or the Air Force in World War II, he was tasked with the feat of building a model to predict what the weather would be like 1 month in advance. And it came to the conclusion it was absolutely worthless. There wasn't any chance whatsoever of being able to predict 30 days in advance. When he told his superiors, it came back with another order. The commanding general is well aware that the forecasts are no good. However, he needs them for planning purposes.
Seems like they're doing a whole lot of good.
Yeah. So with that, our predictions, I guess, for the new year, and we'll make them real fast, is the market's going to be up. Interest rates are going to be up. By the way, that is probably the 15th or 20th consecutive year that I have predicted that interest rates will go up.
And eventually you'll be right.
That's it. Oil prices are going to stay about the same or lower. And the big thing I think we're predicting is that housing is not going to be a plus for the economy.
Higher interest rates probably won't help that.
And that hurts all the more. What happens is the valuation of houses has gone up to price some people out of the market. And the other side of that is bank lending on houses is it's lower today than it was at the beginning of the year. They're getting tougher on this. They don't especially want the loans. So we're looking at an economy that's probably going to bump along somewhere in the ballpark around 2%.
Do you think it's banks getting concerned that because housing prices have rebounded so much, are they concerned that we are going to enter another bubble and they're going to be in the same situation they were in three years ago?
If they say they want 20% down and the house goes up in value, when you're buying it, your down payment needs to be larger. Mm-hmm. Your payment is going to be larger, so your income needs to be higher.
Yep.
I don't see anything backing off of that.
And the more confidence they've gotten, rates going up as well. There's less and less incentive for them to lock in on long-term money.
And they were talking about in many areas of the country, they've reached about the price level where they can't go much higher. The people are just saying
right.
no
yeah.
To buying. So it does not look good. And that's going to weaken the economy. But it's not going to have a recession.
Nope.
And I think that probably goes along with most people's estimate of what's going on.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.